is chayiv. Now Tosfos grapples with, it's not so pshita. Why is it so pshita? Well, you're chayiv because of the animal goes and does damage. That's so pshita. Tosfos actually tries to come up with two different ways of how you become chayiv. Either Tosfos says svara, the svara is because you become bailo, doesn't mean necessarily bailo. If now I'm in control of the animal, I'm going to watch the animal, I become the bailo. Or maybe because I'm a ganav, I'm chayiv and oitzim, that also makes me the bailo. And Tosfos comes out saying bailo doesn't mean necessarily the person who owns it in choshen mishpat, the person who owns it, you know, that has the I don't know the right word for it. The real shaloi of the animal, but you're called the bailam as long as you're the one who can, someone's got to watch it, you're the one who's going to have to watch it. That's what says the Chiddush is. Akoponim, that's what the Gemara says. There was a meeting of Rabbonim, Asifas Rabbonim in Europe. At the Asifas Rabbonim in Europe, so Reb Chaim posed the question, if a Shomer Aveda is chayiv if the animal goes and does hezek. A Shomer Aveda is chayiv if the animal goes and does hezek. Says Reb Meir Simcha Midvinsk, the Heilige Or Sameach, and he said Avada is going to be chayiv. Why? Because someone's got to watch the animal. If you're the one holding the animal, you're the one who's going to be called the quote unquote what? Bailim. The Shomer Aveda is going to be the Bailim. That's what Reb Meir Simcha says. Bal Or Sameach. And Reb Chaim said no. Reb Chaim said, Tosfos doesn't say stam as someone's got to watch the animal, so you're the one that watched the animal there for your chayiv. Tosfos says it's all because you were the person that took it out of his rishus. The lashon of Tosfos is because kivan shehoitzi mirishus bailim kishoyu chayiv mishmirasai. You took it out of the Bayim's Rishus. But what happens if the Bayim, it left the Bayim's Rishus, so the Bayim lost it? Did the Shomer, was the Shomer involved in it leaving the Bayim's Rishus? By Shomer Aveda, were you involved in it leaving his Rishus? No. Now I found it. I don't become the Bayim just in Zist. I don't become the Bayim just for nothing. You don't automatically become Bayim. Even though someone's supposed to watch the animal, but who's the one who's really supposed to watch the animal? The original Bayim. If I took it away from the Bailim, so then I can become the quote-unquote Bailim of the Mazik. But over here where it's Shomer Aveda, I don't become the Bailim of the Mazik. So what Reb Chaim is being medayik in the Tosfos is that it's not just whoever is the one who's right now in control of the animal or has the animal under his shlita that it's Chayiv. It has to be you are the goyrim of the fact that the animal is out of his rishus. Al Kalponim, the Gemara's maskana is, it's talking about a case of Hikisha b'mako. What's the chiddush in the case of Hikisha b'mako? What's the chiddush? The case is that the person, the guy that hit it and knocked it out of his rishus. What's the chiddush? So Rabbeinu Peretz says, the chiddush is goof of what Tosfos said. He's grappling with the whole time. Is it pshita? Is it not pshita? I don't know. It's so simple that you're chayiv. Who said you're chayiv? The Gemara assumed in the beginning it was pashit. But then Tosfos really hashes it out and says, this is not so pashit that a ganav is going to be chayiv when he steals something. Again, chayiv if the animal goes and does nezek. That's not so pashita. According to the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, I don't know why we have to introduce to us a case of a kisha b'makol b'chlal. Why can't it just be a case of a regular ganav steals something and pulls it out? It's not so simple that the ganav is chayiv and hezek. But that's the pshat of Rabbeinu Peretz. Rashi says differently. Rashi says that the chiddush is ashminon mas nisan di kisha b'makol zuhi meshicha. That the Mishnah is coming to tell us that a kisha b'makol is called a meshicha. I might think a kisha b'makol is not a kinyan. Not everything is a kinyan. What categorizes, what gets the status of being a Maisa Mashicha? Only something that's a full Maisa Mashicha. For example, what happens in the case of our Mishnah? If the listen would just be Kaira Lavihiba, if the listen would call the animal would come out, would you also be Chayiv listim? No, why not? He said, because it's not a full Maisa Mashicha, even though it's enough Mashicha to be Kaina. But the Miri said it's not enough Mashicha to do Gneva. Why not? Either there's no das acheres makne, because there's no, you know, Miri said maybe you're not neskaven ligzol, you are neskaven ligzol, whatever it is, but that's not enough of a meshicha. Where do we need a full meshicha? Is the kisha b'makel enough of a meshicha? That's the chiddush of our Gemara. The kisha b'makel is called meshicha.
What
does that mean? Ben-Peretz says the whole chiddush is the fact that a ganav is ever chayiv when he steals something if the animal goes and does damage. I would think the ganav's not chayiv. Because that's Tosfos' whole question. Right, so those what Tosfos grappled with and came out saying that it's a svara, that's good for the chiddush. But if that's the case, then why do I have to talk about a kisha b'makal? Just talk about any ganav is always okay. In the interim, in the middle, the Gemara and Ahavamina that the case is talking about kamla ba'apa. Kamla ba'apa means that the ganav never touched the animal, or so it seemed. All he did is he positioned the animal in a place that the animal is going to do damage. That's the case. What's the mechayev? Says the Yamshel Shlomo, the mechayev is midin gazlin, or ganav. It's a pele, because he never did a maisa gneva. So I think that this Yamshel Shlomo is very similar to the discussion of Reb Chaim and Reb Meir Simcha. What do I mean? Reb Meir Simcha said, listen, I'm a Shomer Aveda. I'm a Shomer Aveda. I became the Bailam. Why? Because it's the animal's in my rishus. Once it's in your rishus, you're chayiv. Says Reb Chaim, no, you have to be the goyrim that it's out of the rishus of the Bailam. You're not chayiv just for being in your rishus. So Reb Meir Simcha said, it's enough that it's in my rishus that I become the Bailam. Yamshel Shlomo took the other direction and said, listen, I'm goyrim that it's not in his rishus. I'm goyrim that there's going to be a hezek over here. I'm goyrim the mazik, but it never came into my rishus because I never did a maisekinyan according to this Gemara's Havamino. It's kamla ba'apa. I never touched the animal. Is there any maisek zela there? No. So how did I become the Bailam? The answer is because you're the goyrim. You were the one that pushed it to do the hezek. So is that enough that I pushed it to do the hezek to make me the Bailam or not? That's what the Gemara is entertaining. Maybe kamla ba'apa is going to be enough, according to the Yamshel Shlomo. So in other words, it seems Tosfos mentions there's two elements of my regular ganav. First of all, I did a maisa gzela. Second of all, it's in my rishus. So I was the one who was goyrim that the animal's not by the Bailam. And also, it's in my rishus, so I become the Bailam. Says Rameish Simcha, I don't need to be the Goyim. It's in my rishus, no my sixzeil, it's in my rishus, I'm the Bailam. And therefore I'm Chayiv, I'm a Shomer Aveda, I'm a nice guy, I become the Bailam. V'negeir Hezek. And the Yamshel Shlomo says the Pumfakert. The Gemara's Havamina is, even if I'm just the Goyim, and it's not in my rishus, I become the Bailam. But the Gemara falls off that. But at that stage, that was the Gemara's Havamina according to the Yamshel Shlomo. The Maram Shif says, the Gemara's Havamina was not Lechlal Midin Gezel. The Gemara says it's kamla ba'apa is midin mazik. At this stage, the Gemara thought you're chay midin mazik, not midin gazlin. And there's a problem with that. What's the problem with saying the chay is midin mazik? The lashon of the Mishnah is hotziu listim. It sounds like it's midin gazlin. In a chanami, that might be why Abaye then says I don't like kamla ba'apa. And Abaye says we're talking about a case of, or Abaye holds that kamla ba'apa is not enough to be mechayv you. Abaye says the case is talking about a kisha b'makel. Now that we get to Akisha b'makel, now we have to understand what's the mechayiv now. So the Rambam is mashma that even now the Gemara is going midin mazik. Because the Rambam puts Akisha b'makel not with otzio listim. He puts it with a regular din of maimid behemes chaveroi. So Akisha b'makel is also midin mazik, the Rambam seems to say. Then we have a problem with the lashon of listim. Okay, the Rambam's going to have to deal with the lashon of listim. However, most of the Achroinim seem to learn, the Rishonim seem to learn, that once we go back to Kishav Malka, we're going back to Ganav. Rashi seems to learn that way, and Tosfos seems to learn that way, because Rashi says, Kamash Malone, Kishav Malka is a Kinyan. If it's Mazik, it doesn't have to be a Kinyan. Tosfos says, the Kishav Malka is Niskavin Ligzo. If it's Midin Mazik, you don't have to be Niskavin Ligzo. Rashi and Tosfos say the Gemara is going back now, so it's going Midin Gzela. The Kishav Malka is Midin Gezel Yechayev. Okay. Rabbi Yeshaber is medayik something, which it's a very simple diyik, but maybe we just missed it. Just to bring it out, it is when Abaye says hikisha b'makel. What is Abaye talking about? Is he talking directly to our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says the case is hoitziu listim. What's it talking about? One question. Is that Abaye's discussion? What's Abaye talking about? Maimid. Maimid is another discussion. What's the case of Maimid? So what does Abaye say? Abaye says, Amar le Abaye le Rabbi Yosef. The case that you are speaking about is Akisha b'makel, Akisha amritlan, listim nami b'akisha. So Abaye is saying that case is Akisha and our case is Akisha. Now the case of Maimid, is that midin mazik or midin ganef? Maimid behemes chaveroi. That's for sure not midin ganav. I'm not talking about ganav. Maimid behemes chaveroi. Over there, we're for sure midin mazik. So what's the correlation between that sugya and our sugya? If you learn like the Rambam says everything is midin mazik, even the maskana v'kisha makal is midin mazik, okay, that's mazik, this is mazik. But if you're learning that the Gemara now is saying that we're mechayev v'kisha makal is midin ganev, so what does that have to do with maimed? Rabbi should say, our case is talking about a kisha makal, and the chiddush is a kisha makal is called a kenyan. Zokta b'yashabera, a dachsuch, a simple word, and he says the following thing. Abai rejects kamala ba'apa. Why does Abai reject Kamala Ba'apa? By in the case of Maimid. Why is that not good? Abai says, because you're not the Mazik. I can't call you the Mazik. You were maybe Goyrim the Hezik, but what's the din of Goyrim? Maybe Chayiv Dini Shemayim, Potev Dini Adam. You're not going to be Chayiv. Maimid Bemis Chaveiro is Chayiv, not Kamala Ba'apa. In order to be Chayiv, we have to see it as if you were the one that did the Hezik, not Goyrim the Hezik. Where do we see you as doing the Hezik? Says Abai, if you're a Kisha B'makal. If a Kisha B'makal is enough to be called doing the Hezek Klape Mazik, it's also enough to be considered a Maisa Meshicha Klape Gneva. And Abai is equating those Enachanamits to Sugyas. But Abai is saying the Sugyas are the same. Azoi vi Goyrim is Pater in Mazik. Why? Because I don't see it as you doing it. Ganav, in order to be chayiv, you have to do a geneva. You have to steal it. So where's the maisa geneva? Hikisha b'makal. Where is this that this hezek is called? You're doing the hezek. That's hikisha b'makal. Yeah, that's going to be the chiddush.
Like Rashi says,
exactly. Okay, the Gemara is talking about the case of nothing to do with the Rambam. It's not the Rambam. The Rambam is saying it's all mazik, right? Maybe other Rambam. The Rambam holds mazik and ganav are going to be different. Therefore, you can't shtel tzu. Maybe that's why he doesn't do it. Maisa mazik doesn't need a maisa ganeva. Ganeva needs a maisa, so it's a akopanim. Let's focus in on maimin for a second. Maimin, we said it's for sure midin mazik. The shaila is which mazik. Maimin bem is chaveru, akom is chaveru is chayev. What's the mazik? Rashi is very vague. Let's see what Rashi says. Says Rashi, "Dukam la be'apa." Says Rashi, "Shelo mashchu." I didn't do a meshicha. Ele amdu befaneh bechol tzad. It stood every way. It stood in its way. Shelo teilech ana v'ana. Ela lekama lechol. The only way the animal can go is to the kama to do what? To do what? Eat. That's what Rashi says. Maimin mashma she'ichsa biyadoi umalicha lekama. Maimin was mashma, you grab it and you bring it to the kama. Says, no, you just block it off and there's nowhere else to go other than the kama to do what?
Eat.
Let's see Toisvis. Toisvis, Rashi is very vague. Toisvis says, Maimin behemes chaver al kamas chaver chayv af al pi. She'ena behema shaloi. Toisvis bavarns, even though it's not your animal, so how am I chayv for the hezek? It's not my animal. Chayv mitam shein v'regel. You can be chayiv shame and regal even though it's not your animal. And now we're not saying that it became yours because you're the ganav. I wasn't the ganav. I can be chayiv on someone else's animal down shame and regal. Says Toisvis, chayiv mitam shame and regal. I have a klein adik over here. According to Tosis, what was the hezek that happened? Maimid behemas chaveroi, akomas chaveroi, what was the hezek? Shein v'rego, which means it, what did it do?
Ate
and or trampled. According to Rashi, what's the hezek? Rashi only mentions shein. Interesting. Dafka, lav dafka. Don't know. Dafka, lav dafka. Rashi mentions shein, and Tosis mentions rego. Ichtrach pshad and Rashi, and I'm going to leave the oilam to try to figure out what's pshad and Tosfos.
Maybe that's more other mazik.
What's more other mazik?
Also, because you're putting it right there, and it's for sure going to eat it. You're making it do it.
The snap.
Opposite.
Yeah.
Not that. Rashi says it, but
that's where Rashi says it. Over there. The Gemara says. Mahaimid Bemas Chavero, Alkomas Chavero, Maimid Pshita, Loitzricha de Kamlo Ba'apa. Now, if Kamlo Ba'apa means you left the animal nowhere else to go, does the animal have anywhere else to go? Where's the animal going to go? It's going to walk forward, right? Whether it's hungry or it's not hungry, the animal will always walk forward. The animal's nowhere else to go. You're not allowing the animal to go anywhere else. The animal has to make a decision to eat or not. But when you trap an animal, the animal will definitely go the other direction. So Rashi says, Kamla ba'apa, regel is also pshita. Of course you're chayiv on regel. Is a chiddush in regel? Why? I took the animal over the field. There's nothing to talk about. So I didn't bring it in the field. Because Kilo, I brought him in the field. The animal's got nowhere to go. It has to go in the field. Trample. Does the animal have to eat? No. That's a decision. That's a decision the animal makes. I'm not forcing the animal to eat. I'm not even telling the animal to eat. The animal decided to eat. But I put it in a situation where the animal will likely eat. Likely eat, that's already a chiddush of maimed. Definitely trample, not a chiddush of maimed. So Rashi says, regel is also pshita. Regel is pshita. Shein is going to be the chiddush. The chiddush is, you're chayv even for shein. What does Tosfos hold? Don't know. Maybe Tosfos holds that we're not talking about where you mamish put the animal right up there, the animal has to step in. Maybe Tosfos holds it's still going to be a chiddush of maimed for some reason, we'll have to see. But al kaponim, Tosfos learns that the mechayiv here is shein and regel. And then Tosfos comes to be shoylel another tzad. Says Tosfos. What?
You didn't other mamazik and Rashi.
That would be other mamazik for sure, yeah.
Even though you didn't directly do it.
Yeah, it's like you did it. Yeah.
It's like you did it. I mean, not just Garmi, because Rashi holds Garmi's part today.
Yeah.
So it's more than Garmi, but it's still not direct.
Right. Yeah, it's like Koyfif Kamasa, Lefnei Ruach Metzuyah. The Ein Lefaresh, says Tosfos. The Mechayiv Mitam Eish. You can't say the Mechayiv is Midin Eish. Maybe the case of Maimed Bemes Chaveroi, this animal is going to be like my fire. Deboria Zeka, Vavi Kilo Noisin, Lisham Eish. This is something that is the Ezek that's going to happen. The animal is going to go. I position the animal in a place where it's going to go do damage. That's like Eish. That's what Tosis says. Now Tosis just avoids a problem. We're going to read it quickly. The Afal Gav, the Patrina, Noisin Sama Moslevi, Mems Chavir, Shani Hosam, Mishun Doloi, Vidalachlo, Mishun Dahavale, Shalachu Kanamale El. Okay, so he avoids the problem. So he says, maybe this is Eish. So he says, no. The Imkain, Mitam Ze, Havale, Lischaiva, Filo, Bishus Arabim. If this is Eish, there should be Chaiva, Nishus Arabim. If this is Eish, Eish is Chaiva, Nishus Arabim. Veloy Mishtoma, Bishum Duchte. We never find a person whose animal eats Rishus Rabim as Chayiv. Never. And if you're telling me my animal can dual function as Eish, should be Chayiv Rishus Rabim.
So when does this Shein afterwards? He's not talking about the actual Shein. He's talking about eating.
So there's a funny diak here in Tosfos that Tosfos is the lashon of Shein. I don't know if we're going to get back to it. Yaakov is making a nice diak. But we're going to leave that alone. But it sounds like you're just saying, look, animals eat in Rishus Arabim, they're potter. Lo mishtama b'shum duchta, animals eating Rishus Arabim is chayiv. And if my animal could be my eish, you should be chayiv din eish. That seems to be... So therefore, Tosfos rejects eish. And says, what's the mazik in this case of Maimid? Shein and regel. The Vilna Goin in Hagoyis Hagro is medayik on the side of the Gemara. That the Rashba argues. And the Rashba says, you know what's in the case of Maimin? Are you going to be Chayv or Potter Peshus Arabim? Says the Vilna Goyin, the Rashba holds you Chayv and Peshus Arabim. And the Tosfos was up in arms about that. Tosfos says, you can't say you're Chayv and Philip Peshus Arabim. Can't be. Rashba says, yes, you are Chayv and Peshus Arabim. So you are Chayv and Peshus Arabim. What? The Rashba says straight up, you're Chayv and Peshus Arabim. The Rashba says, Afilu b'emes chaver al peres chaver, v'afilu b'shus arabim chayiv. By maimed. So the Rashba's arguing. The shaila is. In a case of maimed. In a case of maimed. The Tosfos says it's not shayach. Yeah, but he says can't be eish. Can't be eish. What, can't be Eish, because nowhere is Shein Chayv and Shus Arabim. So that's what Yaakov was saying. We're not talking about Shein, we're talking about Eish. What he means is the Kipshuto, he means the tooth. I have a whole binyan here, which I need the first parak to finish, which is that really Tosis is only having a tzad that it's Eish and Shein together. It's a combination. But we'll leave that for now.
Rajbahold, hold on.
So what is Rajbahold? It says Rabbi Chanan, the Rajbahold's it's Eish. Tosis said, don't tell me Eish, because then it's Chayiv and Rishus Rabbim. Says the Rajbah, it's Chayiv and Rishus Rabbim. Says Rabbi Chanan, that means it's Eish. And what the Rajbah means to say is, Yochai Midin Eish. And then comes Rabbi Chanan and Frechter Akasha.
He says,
we're going to get there. Says Rabbi Chanan, look at the Rabbi Chanan inside. Rabbi Chanan kovitz biurim sham taisis maimin. Aval ein afarsh l'chaim mishum eish ayin sham. Ubechudish Rabbi is kasev kain. Ukushter the milsa the chaim mishum eish. Given the bari azeka. Rabbi Chetzi with my kamen Rabbi Yochanan says the Rabbi Chanan, I learned pshat in Rajba yochai midin eish. And then he comes and asks a beautiful Rabbi Chanan kasha. Rabbi Chanan fact, okay. You can be mechayiv midin eish when I sick an animal onto a field. Why can't I be mechayiv midin eish when I sick a person on something? Every time a person is a shliach l'dvar avera. So what's the halacha when you send something to do so to be mazik by someone? Ein shliach l'dvar avera. Therefore, he's not my shliach. Aber frekter b'chonon zol zayin. He's not my shliach. Dal mihachi. Leave alone him not being my shliach. Oh, but he's my eish. I sent with something that's going to go do damage. That's his answer. Hold on. He says, just like if I'm Maimon Behema, I sick an animal on someone's field to do damage. If I sick a person on someone's field to do damage. So eish shlech d'arvesi. He's not my shliach. Fine. It's not shlech sham kamoyser. But it's my eish. Zok to Rabbi Chanan. That is. The Koich Acher is the guy.
What? When you give it the Cherishat of a Katan, you are Chayiv, right?
Cherishat of a Katan, you're Chayiv. Yeah, because there it's not an Shlich Dvar Aveira. It's not. It's not. Right. It depends. Right. Yeah, I don't know if that's me. Yeah. Yeah. That's that mean in Eish? Does that mean in Eish? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Okay. So fact Rabbi Chanan. So why every person doesn't? Don't we say the same thing? Says Rabbi Chanan. The reason is because it's different. That's different. Over there, you did it al yedei a bardas. A bardas chooses whether or not he wants to do it. So if I put it in a place where it's bari azek, it's definitely going to happen. So then, okay. But over here, this person has the choice whether he wants to do it or not. Masha in Cain. By regular Eish, the Eish doesn't decide whether it wants to do it. And says Rabbi Chanan, that's the Svara of Tosfos. A Behema also chose whether or not it wants to do it. So therefore, Behema can't be Eish. Says Rabbi Chanan, the Raj beholds, there's a difference between Das and Ratzon. An animal does what it wants. It doesn't do what it thinks it should do. An animal also chooses, but an animal's choice is built on its Ratzon. A person's choice is built on his Das. Therefore, an animal can be Eish. Animal has no das. Animal has no das. It follows its Ratzon.
The feed the Rajba.
Therefore, that can be Eish. Mashein Kein, a person can never be Eish. Why? Because a person has das. Chereshet V'katan has no das. But a person who has das, he makes a choice. So that's not me, that's him.
Tosfos
is going to
say there's no difference.
Oh, the shayla is what's the pshat in Tosfos? The Tosfos holds, even over here, we're going to say that it can't be Eish. Tosfos says it's not Eish. What's the reason? So.
Does he hold a behemoth makes its own choices?
Oh, maybe he holds a behemoth makes its own choices with its Ratzon. Maybe that's the reason. The problem is. The problem is that Rabbi Yosher Ber brings a Tosfos in Ketzad HaRegel. Tosfos in Ketzad HaRegel says over there that if a person ties a jug to an animal, and then the animal jumps, and the jug goes and is mazik someone, says Tosfos, that's Eish. That's Eish. The Eish of the person that tied the jug to the animal. There's a chicken here. Chickens jump around. Okay. So I tie it to the chicken, and then the chicken goes and it goes and does it swings, and therefore it's going to be Eish. Says Tosfos, that's Eish. Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. So Tosfos does hold that animals can be Eish.
The animals aren't the Eish there. They made a whole contraption.
Yeah, but correct. But you can't say the animal makes its own choices.
It's the animal's choice to hit someone.
The animal's choice to jump or not. So, LMI, we don't. The animal's choices does not consider choices. You see, that animal is Eish. So why over here is animal not Eish? I was thinking that perhaps Pashup Shad is as follows. Tosfos understands the Yesoid of Eish is Koyach Acher Me'uruv Boy. What does Koyach Acher Me'uruv Boy mean? Koyach Acher Me'uruv Boy. So Tosfos says Koyach Acher Me'uruv Boy is what's necessary in order to be. The Gemara calls Eish Koyach Acher Me'uruv Boy. The Rashba says our case is going to be a case of Koyach Acher Me'uruv Boy. Our case of Eish, even though over here, in our case, where you're Maimed Beimes Chaveiroi Lefnei Komas Chaveiroi, and over here, that we know that the behema is predictably going to eat the food. It's something that we can say is predictable about the animal. Still, it's called Eish. There's nothing unpredictable. Masha'in Cain, Tosfos maybe holds the holy site of Korach Acher Me'uruv Boy is there has to be something unpredictable about this mazik. Korach Acher Me'uruv Boy, Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph says, is something which, it depends on the wind. Where's the Eish going to go, left or right? It depends on the wind. I can't know. I have no clue. So that's the midah of Koyach Acher Me'uruv Boy of Eish. So if you're Maimed Behemas Chaveiro, Komas Chaveiro, and you put it right here, you come La Ba'apa, you do all that, it's extremely predictable what's going to happen. The animal's going to go in and eat. That's not Eish. But if you tie a jug to the foot of an animal, I don't know if the animal's going to jump, not going to jump, it's going to go this way, go that way, I don't know what's going to happen. That's not predictable. That's the Bechina of Eish. It's Koyach Acher Me'uruv Boy. What?
And Shliach L'Dvar is predictable?
Maybe not. Maybe that's why it's not Eish. Well, that would make it Eish, but there's a different reason why. There's a different reason why not. Because over there, it's not Mikoychi, it's Mikoychi, he's doing it himself. I didn't do that. He's a Baal Bechira. He's a Baal Bechira, he's out. Once he's a Baal Bechira, that's not Eish. Because he's a Baal Bechira. He chose himself. Yeah, but he chose himself.
You sent him, and it's unpredictable.
Yeah, but that's not called, he chose to do it. I didn't send him. When he doesn't have choice, and then I put into motion. Eish, it's not that Eish chose to be mazik. That's my mazik, that's my chetz.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. Tosfos agrees the difference between behema. There's a different reason. Baharaya, because Tosfos himself says behema can be Eish. That's what I'm saying. Tosfos himself says behema.
Tosfos says it depends if you hire him or not.
But Rashi doesn't say ragel.
Because it's more than that. Over there, it's a mamish.
Rashi holds a ragel.
Yeah.
More of a predictable.
Right, regal's mamish predictable. Right, in Achnami. It's more than just Ruach Metsuya, it's Kilo, right? That's what in Achnami. Akoponim, this is the way that Rabbi Chanan learns. If you look, there's other Achrayim, that Teresh Shmuel brings other Achrayim that learn it's not Eish Bechlal, it's Adam Hamazik. And the MS is the Lashon of the Rajba is Takamashma Adam. What does the Rajba say? Kiven Sheimida Alakoma, Haru Ki'ilu Ma'achila Biyodayim. It's kilu machilo biyodayim as if he did it with his own hands. Memeo that Teresh Shmuel says in the name of the Evan Oizer that it's mazik midin adam hamazik. We saw similar. We were saying in Rashi koyfiv kamaslof nebehemes chaveiroi. We asked the question on Rashi how you chayv over there. It's not your eish. So how do we answer for Rashi? We say Rashi holds the Eish has to be yours. We said it's not Eish. It's other mamazik. Because Lashon of Rashi is Sharei Biyadayim Hivir. That's other mamazik. Over here also, Lashon of the Rashba is Sharei, it's Ki'ilu Biyadayim. It's as if he did it with Yodayim. Ki'ilu Machilu Biyadayim. If it's Biyadayim, then it's not going to be Eish. It's going to be other mamazik. Asks that Teresh Shmuel, if it's Adam Amazik, so then he brings from the Eben Ezer, so then why is this any different? Benogeira Hilchus Shabbos. Maimid behemto agabi asavim mechubarim b'Shabbos de Potter. A person is maimid, you put someone's animals on top of grass that's connected. Now what's that person going to do to that? What's the animal going to do to that grass?
Eat it.
Eat it. And when it eats the grass, what happens to the grass? It gets dislodged or toilish from the ground. So you should be chayiv. Not chayiv to pay. We're not talking about the paying. You should be chayiv what? You should chayiv misa. You should chayiv skila. Oh, so it says Rav Teresh Shmuel, somehow we're going to spaltzach between the din of Nezikin and the din of Shabbos. That Shabbos is a different sort of misa that has to happen than B'gnei Nezikin. I'll let you work out exactly what the lumnus there is. To separate. To spalt is to... How, split. Spalt is split. Spalt is split. Okay.
In
other mamazik. Yeah. I want to just...
Your work's not allowed to do on Shabbos either.
What did you say?
Your behemoth is not allowed to do work on Shabbos either. So you don't have to say Adam Amazik, but it's your own H or something else.
Yeah.
You also have to say Shabbos.
Oh, good. Okay. So basically, there's two more things I'd just like to finish up. So I'm just going to give you food for thought because we're not going to be able to work on this. But the Tosfos is saying that the Mazik is Shein Berega. There was one line in Tosfos, there's a few lines which we ran quickly through. But there's one line which I want to focus on for a moment. Tosfos says, Maimed beimus chaveiro, it says Tosfos, is mechaibed in shem v'regel. Even though shem v'regel has to be bira dida, it's considered dida. Hov huasa kemoi, madlik pishtano shel chaveiro b'neiro shel chaveiro. What does Tosfos mean by those words? Well, how do you read Tosfos? It says also when you're madlik, behem pishtano shel chaveiro b'neiro shel chaveiro, you're chayiv. There you're chayiv midin what? What does Tosfos mean you're chayiv over there? Midin Eish, even though it's not your Eish. So too, you can be chayiv midin Shein V'Regel, even though it's not your Shein V'Regel. That's what Tosfos is saying. I can be chayiv over here. It's not my Shein V'Regel. No problem. It's like it's yours, just like we find a madlik. Pishtono shachavero b'nero shachavero. Now everybody say, what happened over here? The guy has now someone else's fire. Can I borrow a fire? You have a fire in you? Okay, I borrowed his fire. I got his fire. And what did he do? He walked over to someone else's pishtan and he lit it. Is that Eish?
Adam.
That sounds like Adam. So Adam, of course, it doesn't have to be mine. Can I borrow someone else's axe and I break a window? Am I chayiv if I break the window? Of course. It's not my axe. I'm chayiv midin Adam. So I take someone else's Eish, bring it over here. Of course I'm going to be chayiv. So, you could say one of two things in Tosfos.
Are we talking about the actual
pishtan or after the one? Oh, Tosfos is talking about a tzir, a foul, where I took someone else's fire, I was careless with the fire, and the fire spread and lit someone else's pishtan. But what I'd like to put out, for those of us that will be here, Be'ez Hashem, in the summer's month, is that there are Rishonim in the winter's month, there are Rishonim that say that there are times when you can make combination maziks. We're going to talk about making combination maziks. A mazik who is partial keren, partial shein. We're going to do combination. Not sadashavas. Not sadashavas. Something else. Partial keren, partial shein. And it could be over here, this would be a very good candidate. Because over here is maimid behemas chavei, right? So it's kind of Adam, but it's kind of Shane. Or it's kind of Eish, but it's kind of Shane. Is it Eish? Is it Shane? I'm not sure what it is. So maybe over here also we're talking about mixing mazics. And then the diak that Yaakov made in the end of Tosis is going to be much more, maybe much more meaningful. Tosis, Rashi has a kasha. Hold on a second. Shein is never chayiv in Rishus Harabim, period. What do you mean Shein? We're talking about Eish. So we said, it means if your animal eats in Rishus Harabim. But maybe that's not what Tosis means. Maybe Tosis, even when he entertained that this mazik is Eish, he still understood that in the end of the day, how did this field get consumed? With a fire? With a Shein. It's fart Shein. Shein is never chayv in Rishus Harabim. And maybe that's how the Rashba answers the question. The Rashba says, Shein, not chayv al Shein, it's chayv al Zesh. You're right, Shein is never chayv in Rishus Harabim. This is Zesh, not Shein. Maybe the Rashba isn't accepting that this is a hybrid, a mix of two different types of mazikim. Let's daf and visit. The last thing, Rabbi Yisai, is the Shaila that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein declares over here. He says there's a person who had a very highly contagious disease. And the doctors told him not to go into public places because he's going to get other people sick. He didn't listen. He went anyway. And he got people sick. The shayla is he chayiv to pay or is he not chayiv to pay? That's the shayla. So he says that lechayra, it might depend on over here, is it going to be? Is it midin eish, or is it din shein v'regel? Shein v'regel, it can't be chayv. I didn't do any mazik. I wasn't mazik you, because I didn't do any hezek to you. But if it's midin eish, it says maybe that could be called eish. My germs that go from me to you is going to be chayv midin eish. Yeah, it can't be shein v'regel. Can't be anything. Yeah, so it can't be shein v'regel, because there's no. Can't Shein Regal is only Chayiv. Over here.
It's not direct at all. You have to catch it and then get sick.
It's Koyach HaChamura, but
you hit the guy
sure.
in the head. It's, yeah, you need the wind and stuff.
Unless you kiss him. Yeah. You sneeze on him.
It's also not.
Even that he doesn't get inflicted with the germs. Yes, the germs don't. It's not like. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to end here. I just want to make one point, which I think is from the sugya. Klape Rosh Hashanah, Klape in general.